Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
You're the first to arrive, as far as I can tell.
Okay. How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem. It was an unusual event last night and passed quickly.
Baruch Hashem, you're back with us tonight.
Thank you very much, Judy. It arrived today.
Okay, good. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Serura, Alfet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, No. Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlein Betet Resh Sadidat Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach Betkufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geah Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufas, Tzadi Yud Tzav. We've brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Nosea won wafesha, the kata'a vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bichilush. Urhimud, hilud, hilud, urhimud. Leahta, lishem, yudhe, bavate, the Yehuda, shalim, b'shem, call Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la sok Torah mitzvah. Vahino, amadunai, Eloheinu, elena masse, yadenu, karane, elena masse, yadenu, karane, hu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar ne nande kucha parihu koma de avedele eila witata kola ihu kishotvio vada dikshot veleit lachmi labi alma devae barnash ledach yalea mine yaulan haga Beya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola isterich bi alma. The energy of this year 5780 has a revealed aspect of compensation and a concealed aspect of shefa. The way we reveal the shefa and connect it to the compensation is through studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. Tonight we are going to be studying tonight the verse is from Micah, chapter 6, verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleti hakotecha, hashmem al chatotecha. The translation, therefore I also do smite thee with a grievous wound. I do make thee desolate because of thy sins. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Good evening, Malka. We're in the middle of the opening energy work. Wahe wahe la yo sayo te ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he. He re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he che se wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa Ame Beyo, hey, hey, Anu Ame Heyo. Game Be Menuko, Ayo Ahe Bewa. Reha Heyo Bebe, Heyo Yo Mewa Me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo hey anu a kame ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu hey hey. Hey wa, nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey re la yo awa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ka ako me nu da anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala re yo a ala me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he. Ala a wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left today, which is the 11th day of Tevet, Rabbi Moshe of Ostraha, Rabbi Shlomo Eiger, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Ulman of Makava, Rabbi Yehoshua Horowitz of Tzvizkov, David Twersky of Zlatipoli, Rabbi Shalom Moskowitz, known as the Shutzer Rebbe of London, Rabbi Moshe Bergman, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Shlomo Halperin, Rabbi Shmuel David Zvi Meir. We will now connect with the Ani meditation, in which we climb the tree of life. Malchut. Iyo aheni wa yohe. Iyo aheni wa yohe. Iyo aheni wa yohe. Yesod. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Od. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. I ahini wu yohi. I ahini wu yohi. I ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Gevura. Yeach. Niwi yoch. Yeach. Niwi yoch. Yeach. Niwi yoch. Bina. Excuse me. Chesed. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Achma. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Keter. Ya hani wa yoha. Ya hani wa yoha. Ya hani wa yoha. We're now going to connect to the Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Meretz Mitzrayim mi-bet avadim. Lo yielecha. Elohim acherim al panai lo taaseh. Lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim. Mima'al asher b'aretz mitachat. V'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtachaweh lachem. Willo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awon avot al banim al shileishim. We all rebeim lishonai v'yosech esed la'alafim la'ohavai. O Shomre Mitzvotai, Lo Tisa Be'et Yom, Et Shem Hashem, Elohecha Lashav, Kilo Yikentnake, Hashem Et Hasher Yisa, Et Shemo Lashav, Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat, Lekad sho sheshet yamim tavot. Ve'asita kol melachtecha. V'yom hashvi'i shabbat la'ashem. Elohecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha ata. Uvincha uvitecha. Avdecha v'yamatcha. Uvem techa v'gercha, asher b'sharecha, ki sheshet yamin masa, Hashem et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, et hayam v'et kol asher bam, v'ayanach v'yom ha-shvi'i, al kein v'rach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat, v'ayikad shehu. Kabed et avicha v'et aimecha leman yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinaf lo tigno lo taneh bereecha et shaker lo tachmod Beit Re'echa, Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa, V'Avdo V'Amato V'Shoro V'Chamoro, V'Kol Asher L'Re'echa. Please close your eyes, lean slightly to the left, as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. We will now connect to the Ma meditations. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, and hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Now the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class this evening. Itkadal v'itkadashime rabba, and we all say amen. V'almadi rakirute v'amlich malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael v'agalal v'zman kariv v'itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam Vitnase, Vitadar, Vitale, Vitalal, Shemeda Kucha, Leela, Min, Kol, Birkata, Vishirata, Tushpechata, Venechemata, Da Amiran, Vialma, Yehe Shlama, Rabba, Min, Shemaya, V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imromal, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Tonight's class is the writings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. That will open up to a landing page of all of the essays by the Ari. Scroll down to where you find Parasha Vayikash, Vayechi. When you get there, you'll see four links. One from Rabbi Luria, two from Rabbi Horowitz, and one from Rabbi Isaac Ibn Attar. Last year, we read the link from Rabbi Isaac Luria. The second link has to do with tefillin, so I don't think there's much interest there yet. And the third link is where we will start, Kindness and Truth by Rabbi Isaiah Horowitz. True kindness anticipates no reward. Jacob said to Joseph that he wanted him to perform kindness and truth with him. He described the kindness as a true kindness, because in performing a deed of this nature to one who is departed, there can be no expectation of recompense to the giver. What is all this talking about? It's talking about Jacob asked Joseph to bury him in Israel. There was no way that he would know about it on the physical level after he died, because he's dead. Although Jacob never died, as we will again learn. But this understanding, Joseph could have said, yes, I'll do it, Dad, and not done it. Wouldn't be righteous, but that doesn't mean people don't do these things all the time. But whatever you do to bury a person after they've died, It is a true mitzvah. There's no idea. There's no agenda. You're not doing it to receive anything in return. Continuing to read. Many people raise the point that Joseph had already received his reward for this kindness before he actually performed it. Had not his father promised that Ephraim and Manasseh, Joseph's two sons, would each inherit a slice of the land of Israel, just like Jacob's own sons? So how can we speak about it being an act of true kindness, based on truth? Not only that, Joseph gave special blessings to Joseph's children, something that is not recorded as having happened with his other grandsons. He also allocated the city of Shechem as belonging to the tribal territory of Joseph. In view of all this, how can one speak about a totally altruistic act of kindness? Rabbi Horowitz, who is a well-known Kabbalistic writer, is called the author in this commentary paragraph. The author quotes an anonymous source in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak of Orleans. When Jacob said, "And you performed kindness with me," he had in mind that the act of kindness he requested from Joseph would be an act of true kindness, if performed for other deceased people. The author finds it difficult to credit this explanation, since if this was all that Jacob had in mind, he would not have to elaborate that much. The author therefore follows a different approach, as we shall see. Jacob made sure that Joseph should acquire the merit of performing an act of kindness that was totally altruistic. In my code words, the word altruistic represents without agendas, without an expectation to receive in return. At the time Joseph made his request that Joseph bury him in the land of Israel, he did not hold out any promise of reward for Joseph. When he requested his promise to bury him in Israel, neither did Jacob use the opportunity to apologize for burying Joseph's mother in the middle of nowhere, instead of with his, Jacob's, ancestors. By his withholding any promises or apologies, Jacob made sure that Joseph should acquire the merit of performing an act of kindness that was totally altruistic. Once Joseph had promised his father to bury him in the land of Israel and had sworn an oath concerning this on a different occasion, as attested to by the words, it was after these events. Jacob did explain why he had buried Rachel where he did, and that Joseph would inherit in the land of Israel as if he had been his firstborn son. All of this occurred after Jacob had been taken ill. But when he asked to be buried by Joseph, these things had not been spoken of. The son can confer merits on his father. We must try and understand why Jacob was so concerned about his burial that he made Joseph swear an oath. Actually, Jacob had two reasons, both stemming from similar considerations. Firstly, Jacob wanted to acquire the merit in heaven of having performed such an act of pure altruism, as we will explain in more detail later. This is why he turned to his favorite son, the one who was most like him. We have explained repeatedly that Joseph was the image of his father in character, in historical significance, and many other reasons. We have a tradition that the son can confer merits on his father, whereas the father cannot do the same thing in reverse. The second reason stems from the fact that we have explained elsewhere. Jacob, Joseph, and the brothers are the mystical dimension of the Sephirot in the celestial regions. Jacob is a mystical dimension of the Sephirah of Tiferet, the domain of the ineffable four-letter name of Hashem. The 12 tribes represent the 12 ways that this name can be spelled. When the Torah wrote, "All these are the descendants of Jacob, Joseph," the latter was equated with the former, and we will explain this later. Jacob became his own reincarnation. This is a very interesting paragraph, so please listen closely. The words, "and you perform kindness with me," means that by your performing an act of true kindness without an agenda with me, you will cause me to acquire the merit of a truly performed act of kindness in the celestial regions. By adding the words "with me," Jacob intimated that between them they could complete the structure of the Sephirot in its fullest sense. Jacob conveyed to Joseph that whereas the structure of the Sephirot in its fullest sense, Jacob conveyed to Joseph that whereas he, Jacob, was the essence of the structure of the Sephirot, Joseph was its extension. The existence of such an extension enables the root of this structure to be placed in a still higher region in the Sephirot than it had started out from. It is in these regions that kindness of truth has its root. And we will still explain about this. In my commentary on Parashat Vayishlach, I have already explained at length the meaning of the statement that Jacob did not die, and how Jacob's death occurred when he received the news about Joseph's disappearance, and how his soul was restored when he received the news that Joseph was alive and well. He thus became his own reincarnation. That reincarnation was no longer subject to physical death. Death happened only to the part of the Jacob Israel personality known as Israel. This is the deeper meaning of the verse, "the death of the person called Israel drew near." The spiritual part of Jacob's nefesh called Israel was on a higher level than the spiritual part of the nefesh called Jacob. Jacob's request to Joseph to perform a kindness of truth emanated from his Israel aspect. The words "with me" emphasize that he was speaking in his capacity as Israel. That's the end of this essay by the Ari, or actually by Rabbi Horowitz. Does anyone have any questions? It's a little early tonight, but I'm going to call the class anyway. We still have more to read, and we'll probably do that next week. Not next week, but next year. Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol. Everyone be well. Shalom, and consider that Jacob is a reincarnation of himself, indicating that Jacob has already been resurrected from the dead.
Wow.
Shavuot Tov.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.